Hi, I am Vitan, and this is From Zero to Success, your podcast for business and personal development.
Hello from me, Vitan. I have a special guest today. Are you hearing me?
Yes, my name is Evelyn, and I'm happy to be part of this interview. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Can you say something to my auditory? What's your business? How you help to the people?
Yes, of course. My business is in the accounts. I have a small accounting office in London. We are providing accounting services to companies and to people based in the UK, abroad. So our business clientele is quite large, and I'll be happy to help to your channel. And if you have any questions, please let me know.
Yeah, first I think I receive a lot of questions from people that are outside Europe and they want to start a business here, local business. They want to sell in Amazon, in eBay. And my question for you is, if we are outside Europe, UK is also outside the European Union right now. They separate in the beginning of this year. Is it easy for one non-UK citizen to start a company in your country?
I understand, yes. It is no problem at the present circumstances. It's no problem to register a company and business in the UK. The rules change, but in not such a great value. So anyone, doesn't matter where he is based, UK or outside the UK, he will be able to register a business. Generally, it takes between 24 and 48 hours to register a company. We're talking about a limited company, of course.
Only 48 hours?
Yes, yes. Okay. Very simple, straightforward process, and it will not be necessarily travel to the UK. The person could be based in China, could be based in the Italy, Bulgaria. He can just create an account and we can just work with him. Of course, there are some basic rules. I mean, you know, how the things in these days. He needs to pass the security checks to see his ID and all these bits and pieces. But generally, there's nothing to worry about. It's a straightforward process, as we said.
Okay, if I'm in the beginning and I want to do a business in UK just to sell in Amazon, you will register fully my business without some need to be locally there for 2 days. How much will it cost me?
Well, let's start from the beginning. So basically, we can help you to register the business, of course, but it's the institution who does it. It's called the Companies House. The process is simple, as I said to you, between 24 and 48 hours, and you don't need to be in the country. The costs for such service, it depends really how the people, I mean, they want to process with the information they want to provide us, and so we can, our charge is around £100, so we can just be very helpful, and our service will be, I would say, next day.
Okay, then £100 and a few days of the registration. Let's just say 1 or 2 business days. It's very fast, actually. I will share my experience with USA. I registered one LLC in the beginning of 2020. This is 1.5 years ago. And I received my insurance number last week, week ago.
You're talking about TIN number?
ETIN number, yeah, they have 2 numbers. The first one is EIN, and the second one is when you send W7 form, the declaration about that. It take me 1.5 years to start the business in USA. Before you receive your ETIN number in USA, it's not possible to register business in PayPal. Most of the institutions just say, without this number, you can't continue. You just fill it and we will check it. But I didn't have the number. Try with one tricky thing to find Amazon Kindle, to register one form there, to spend some money, and they will give me the document, and I have ability to send a request for that ETIN number. And after 6 months of waiting, they send me a letter that says, you are not approved about that. Please fill it again. It's much more complicated to start in USA than to start in Europe.
No, we won't have those problems in the UK. No, I mean, I'm sure, I'm confident we are doing this for so many years now, so I can guarantee it's going to be much faster.
How much I need to pay as a taxes in UK if I start a business there?
So basically, once the process of registration is complete, the person will be beneficial and he can start work straight away. The company will be ready and he can start doing his business straight away. After the initial 12 months period, this is how company accounts will be prepared for 12 months. Let's say, for example, if the company is registered on the 10th of June, then obviously the company accounting period will be ending on the next year in June. After this, we are having around 9 months to prepare the accounts. Basically, the current corporation tax in the UK is 20%. This is going to be tend to change in the near future. Kind of new economical policy, the UK will change the way the taxation will work from the 2023. For example, companies, the project is that the company which are making a profit of more than £50,000, they may get taxed on the 25% corporation tax. But the companies which are making less than £50,000 profits, they'll be beneficial from the 20% corporation tax. So I'm saying it again, if you guys making more than £50,000 a year profit, I'm saying profit, not the turnover, then you'll be taxed 25%.
25, but you have some tricks to do them a little bit less, as every business in the world. You can pay your salary and you can save some taxes paying your salary.
Yes, of course. The taxation system is something which is very common in every country. So everybody knows how it works. Doesn't matter if he's based in the USA or China. They have to keep their receipts, invoices and everything. So everything has to be transparent.
What other benefits I can receive if I'm using UK? You work with other businesses worldwide. And what do you think that I will receive as a benefits using UK if you compare them with my country, Bulgaria, or some other countries in Europe?
Well, it's very, very hard to say precisely which is good and which is bad. Every business has its own ups and downs and depends really of the system, how the business is organized. And the other thing is what the business is trying to achieve. We can say pluses and minuses. But what I would suggest is that every business which is registered in the UK gives him a bit more flexibility because the UK taxation system is, I mean, it's not a bad system. It's quite good and will give you enough support for everyone which is ready to start. And they won't make you taxes to eat your profits.
The people very often ask me if I want to temporarily stop my business, my activity. Is it possible in UK to do that?
Well, let's see this way. If for example, anybody decide to start a business in the UK, and the things are going sideways. I mean, they're not working very well. The business has no turnover, difficulties getting suppliers, sales. Then the business could be closed and the system is very, very easy to do so. For example, as I said, within 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, if the business is not working, then it's very easy to, I can be approached at any time and ask for advice how to close the business. It takes around 3 months to the business to be closed, and if again the limited company or the business has no any turnover, any income, then they don't need to complete any tax returns or any tax complication, either for the director, the person, or for the business. I also would like to say that it's not a problem if the business has existed more than 12 months and still had no any income or any business at all. Then we can still close the business, but we need to file dormant accounts. For example, the company has not been trading during that tax period to let the authorities know that the business has been dormant, as I said. And then we can still close the company without any complications.
Okay, then this is great information. If somebody have a question about that, please leave them in the comments and Evelyn will come here and will reply. And
these
I also will
they
put...
Can, yeah, they can write down. I mean, I'll be more than happy to help with the answers. I can say that anytime they can also contact me on the social media on my mobile number as well. I'm happy to answer any questions. My advice before we end up the interview, I would like to say, everyone who'd like to try and register a business, to think twice, because everything is cost money and there is no point to try something if you're not sure what exactly you're getting into. Best thing to do is get an advice also from a person like me in the UK as an accountant, but more importantly, to take an advice from a local accountant. For example, as you are based in Bulgaria and for tax purposes, you're paying your taxes in that country. So maybe it's a good advice to speak to a local accountant to tell you what complication you may have having income from another country.
Okay, thank you about that. And I will put your information about the social media and your phone number in the description. Thank you and bye for now.
Good luck to all you people. Thank you.